The last time I saw Baba Ram Dass, Baba Ram Dass, was in Princeton, and he was sitting there with his mala beads, and he was going one after another with each mala bead. Somebody said, "Well, what are you saying on each mala bead?" He said, "I used to say, I choose peace, I choose peace, I choose peace." He said, "Now I just say peace, 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 peace." For him, peace is a way of life. It's a habit. It's a habit. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. First of all, A Course in Miracles says that the sign of Christmas is a star, a light in darkness. See it not outside yourself, but shining in the heavens within, and accept it as the sign the time of Christ has come. Peace on earth, goodwill to all. Later on in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus asks us to pray for heaven on earth. Peace was constantly his message. In fact, we all hear about the law of love. Love God with all your heart and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. But Jesus knew that it's really hard to love when you're afraid. It's really hard to love when you're angry. It's really hard to love when you're insecure and in pain. So he gave us another commandment. There's only commandment, actually, that he gave. Actually, there's two, judge not. But the other commandment he gave was, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, which is within, and everything else will be taken care of. Everything. Wow. You know, that's a lot for most people to take in. Including me. I'll tell you, I had been around the world. You don't need to hear where all I'd been. But I had been with five powerful gurus. I had traveled all over the world. I had headed ashrams. All these different things I had done. But you know, in 1978, A Course in Miracles came in my life. And I knew that I was at the head of the class, but that's when I found out it was a special ed class. Because I hadn't really gotten peace. I mean, not in the way that the Course brings that understanding to us as part of our very fiber. There's a saying from it that I say every day, the peace of God is my one goal, the aim of all my living here, the end I seek, my purpose and my function and my life while I am not at home. People commonly think that we're at peace when we have enough money, when our environment is peaceful, when we're rich. Oh, just give me money first. That's more important than peace. I have money, then I'll be at peace. If someone loves me, then I'll be at peace. If this, then I'll be at peace. If that, then I'll be at peace. Because it is a common belief that peace is the result of everything else. Peace is not the result, it's the cause. People also usually think that peace is passive. It's weak. It's peace. I mean, after all, you got to stand up to those bullies, you know, and there's a lot going on, and you got to be tough. Because if you're not tough, they'll bowl right over you. Well, peace is not passive. The peace of God contains the strength of God. You can't be at peace when people are walking over you. You can't be at peace when you're passive. You can't be at peace when you give your power away. Peace is dynamic. It's It's being at the center where the source of power is. While I was working on this, by the way, this morning it all turned out different than what I thought I was going to talk on, but anyway, my wonderful lady gave me, in here, gave me a wonderful phrase. It's so beautiful, I want to share it with you. She said, peace, we cannot see the path to peace. We can only choose peace, and the path will reveal itself. I'm going to repeat that. We cannot see the path to peace. You know, when we need peace, we don't know where it is. What can I do? What'll I do? How do I get there? No, we cannot see the path to peace. We can only choose peace, and the path will reveal itself. When we choose peace, oh, first of all, I want you to know, this present moment is the only place God is. You won't find God in the past or in the future. You won't find God in all our opinions and judgments and concepts and ideas. God's not there. God's right here now in this moment. It's letting go of all your assumptions, letting go of all of them, and standing in this moment where God is. Peace does not come from solutions. Solutions come as a result of peace. Now, there's tremendous power in peace, and I want to explain three things that bring about that power. Number one, there's a filter on our mind. And that filter filters out everything that does not meet the goal of this moment. Therefore, we are only conscious of 7 billionths of all the information available to us at any one moment. Now, if we were aware of everything, we'd go nuts real fast. You know how it feels when there's too many things running around in here. God's merciful. We have a filter on our mind. And we're only aware of our goal, what will meet our goal of the present moment. That means, let's see, if I'm sure that so-and-so is an SOB, I will find proof that that's so. We always get to be right, because the only thing we see is what meets our goal. If we want to appreciate someone, if we want to make peace with them, and we just have to find something good about them. If we really want healing in a relationship, we will suddenly see things we've never seen before. Whatever our goal is of the present moment is the filter by which we'll see things. For example, mundane example. We go out to a restaurant together. Hey, Gary, you and I sitting across from each other at the restaurant. We're 3 feet apart, right? Now, there's somebody 3 feet over there, 3 feet over there, 3 feet behind you, 3 feet behind me. And you know what? The only conversation we hear is ours. Right? We filter out everything else. We only hear what we choose. We always find what we're looking for. We always find what we're seeking. That's a real important thing to know. That's number one. Number two is the law of energy. Whatever we give energy to grows. Anything denied energy dies a natural death. So when we resist something, oh, I don't want that, oh, I don't want that, I don't want, we end up saying, oh, what I feared the most came upon me. Huh, well, I wonder why. Because that's what we were giving energy to. Whatever you resist persists. Someone at peace is focused on what they do want, not on what they don't want. That's where you really see, I mean, my gosh, right now, and we see our Indians are standing for what they believe in. They're not fighting against, they're just standing for. I get choked up when I think about it. They're showing us how to do it. We've got a lot ahead of us. This is a time when peace is very fragile. We have huge change taking place. It's a wonderful time because all of a sudden everything is transparent. Oh, this is transparency. We're seeing things we never wanted to see. Was it there? Yeah, it was there. We didn't see the racism. We didn't see this. We didn't that. We didn't want. You know, when I did my master's thesis, no, it wasn't. This was before that. I was an undergrad. I had to do a paper for social work and pick out some social problem to talk about. And most people talked about something internationally. But I said, nah, I lived in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. So I said, well, I want to look at racism in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Now, we only had 2% black population, but hey, I thought it was worth exploring. Well, I found out there was a lot of racism in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. But when I turned in my paper, I got it back with a C minus on it, and the teacher wrote across the top of it, there is no racism in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. This is a social work teacher. This is back in 1980. Denial. Look, it's out there, transparency. Now we have to embrace it. To embrace it, and how can we be with this in peace? You see, when you're with something, it can't hurt you. You ever try to lift yourself? No matter how strong you are, you cannot lift yourself. You have to be separate from something to lift it. Conflict depends on separation. You cannot have conflict if there's not separation. It only takes one to bring peace. Ever tried to fight with somebody who loved you and just kept loving you? Doesn't work. When you are really centered in peace, nothing can hurt you. And I've lived my life knowing that. I worked privately in a maximum security prison with their worst offenders, murderers, rapists, everything. They promised me two guards, one on each side of me, because it was so dangerous. And I said, no, I'm initiated in TM. Are they going to be meditators? And he said, no. I said, well, I'm sorry, they can't come in. He said, what are you talking about? I said, well, if you can't come in, I'm going to initiate them. It's private. So he made me sign away my right to live. Okay. I walked through freely through that prison into cells and everything else for a year. I never heard a cuss word. I never had somebody so much as touch me. Somebody said to one of my, he said, boy, that Kaylee sure is gutsy. And the prisoner looked at him like he was nuts. He said, danger? What danger? He said, why, if anyone so much as touched her, they wouldn't live till morning. You cannot be hurt when you love. See, energy either resists or it embraces. A That's all it does, one or the other. When we embrace, it can't get hurt. I had a man come screaming into the social work office one day. Boy, he was out for after my blood. Because, anyway, I won't go into why, but boy, he was after me because I had reported his daughter wanting to kill herself, and I hadn't told him why, but I had asked him to come in and see me, and who was I to interfere with their lives, and so on and so forth, and I could hear the commotion out there, and I said to the secretary on the phone, I said, oh, send him in. She said, are you sure? I said, oh, yeah, send him in. He came in like this, and I loved him. I loved him like I never loved anyone before, I want you to know. And I saw the face of Christ in him. I knew that if I saw the Christ in him, the truth in him, he could not hurt me. I don't know what happened in that 15 minutes, but 15 minutes later, he had thanked me. He made an appointment for the entire family to come in and left with a hug. So, and I could go on, there's lots of stories that way, but the idea is when we're in peace, we're in power. So we got these three things, the filter, the law of energy, and God in the present moment. Real important to remember, that's the Holy Trinity that will keep you safe. Now, I want to give you some examples of how to apply choosing peace. Because I've heard from people, well, that's not very practical, you know. Choose peace. How are you going to apply that? I mean, after all. Well, I'll give you a first example. This is an easy one. My husband and I are down on South Street. We had found a parking spot there. You know how rare that is, right? Well, when we got ready to leave, this car pulled up behind us to take the spot. They were waiting for us to leave. It was a car filled with a black family. They were waiting patiently as we got into the car. And then all of a sudden, around them whips this other car, and it blocked us in front. And out jumps of the car these great big football players and their
college kids.
Yeah, and their letter jackets. And they're heading back for the black family. And the black family is sitting there like this. And I reached out the window, just touched the arm of one of the men, and I said, oh, please help me find peace.
I just got to interrupt one thing. For about 5 minutes before then, they had been arguing. The father, although frightened, would not move. The father, he's saying, this is my place, I've been waiting for it. And they're threatening. They're almost, the college, one kid is almost threatening violence. So I want you to know, this was an accelerating situation that we're sitting in the middle of. This was serious.
And I said, please help me have peace. And he looked at me like a deer in a headlight. He said, yes, ma'am. And he walked over, you got the rest of them, they got in the car, and they were gone. That fast. You see, at heart, everyone wants peace. Everyone wants peace. No one really wants conflict. Now, I'll give you another story. I have three stories, okay? The next one is about my alcoholic father. I know there's a lot of AA people here, or NA people. Now, my dad had always drank, and, you know, it was just life. And I had made peace with my dad. I'd gone through lots of healing with him, and I'm living 550 miles away, and I'm getting ready to go to Switzerland and drop my two-year-old off over there for them to take care of while I'm gone. And my mother calls up, and she said, your dad is out of hand. Now he's dangerous. He held me at gunpoint last night. He thought I was an intruder. She said, your child is not safe. She said, you have to get your father to stop drinking or your child will be in danger. I had to get into Quinn. And I'm leaving in 2 weeks. And this is my job? I said, okay, God, we're going to use that peace thing, you know? Because I had had enough, I had known that you're supposed to confront and have that big intervention and all that. And all I knew was that meant criticizing my father. And I was not willing to do that. And I talked to God and I said, God, I don't know how you're going to do this. I really don't. Oh, I forgot. I was going to try using you guys as a Greek chorus. Remember that phrase I said about we cannot see the path of peace? We can only choose peace and the path will reveal itself, right? So I'd like you guys to be my Greek chorus. Now, Greek chorus. Now, where's that sheet of paper? Where did that go? Oh, there it is. And when I get to certain points, I want you to all say it together.
Choose peace, and the path will reveal itself.
All right. Now, I had to use that a lot. So, I left 2 weeks early to go down to have this miracle happen. I said, okay, God, this is going to take a miracle. All the way down there, I was praying every bit of the way. And all I was thinking was,
choose peace, and the path will reveal itself.
I didn't know how this was going to happen. Boy, I was expecting a miracle. I got in the door, and my dad looked at me, and he said, you're on that Atkins diet? That's really bad. Now, you should not do that. And he started really lambasting me for my Atkins diet. I wasn't healthy. He was an organic gardener. Organic gardener, I want you to know. All the healthy things. But, you know, you can be real judgmental from that place. So, my vow had been, I am not going to argue with my dad. No matter what, I'm not criticizing, I'm not arguing. Show me another way to do this, God. So, a week went by. I did not see an opening. I kept saying, God, what am I going to do? God just kept saying,
choose peace, and the path will reveal itself.
So all week long, I'm choosing peace, and I'm choosing peace. And one day, I walked in the house. Dad looked at me, and he said, you have no right. You have an obligation to your family to take care of your health. And I said inside, thank you, God. And I said, you're right, Daddy. I'll make you a deal. And he stuck his hand out. He said, I think I'm going to regret this. And I said, I'll go off the Atkins diet and go on a healthy, well-balanced diet for my family, so I take good care of my health for my family, and you'll quit drinking and go to AA for your family. I said, Mom, you're going to go to Al-Anon. And he very meekly said, I'll try. I went to the phone and immediately called AA and asked them to send somebody out to take him to a meeting. Within 15 minutes, there was somebody at the front door, and he was taken to a meeting. And every day, he went to a meeting. And every day, we looked, and that hidden bottle that we all knew where it was going down the same amount every day. Now, I'm running out of time. I said, I'm about ready to leave. And he said, Dad, how's it going? He said, same as always. And how dare you send somebody out to get me? And I said, well, Dad, I said, probably was the wrong thing, but I just did it because I love you. Well, don't you know that people have to quit for their own reasons? And I said, yeah, Dad, I know. I just did it because I love you. So no matter what he'd say, I'd just say, yeah, Dad, I understand, but I just did it because I love you. finally said, and don't you ever bring up my drinking to me again. I said, okay, Dad. Now I'm off for the airport. And my dad is still drinking. And I said, God, I trust you. I know there'll be a miracle.
Yes, and the path will reveal itself.
So as we got to the plane and he's seeing me off his back when we could go with them up to the gate, I turned to him and I said, Dad, I'm going to break my word to say just one thing to you. When I get on that plane, I'm going to pray for you to find your own reason to stop drinking. My dad never had another drink. And at his funeral, his AA buddies told the story of how Daddy kept telling the story of how his daughter got him, she confronted him with love. Because
choose peace and the path will reveal itself.
Now I said there's three stories, right? We got one more. Now, sometimes peace is very hard to choose. And that's the one I want to talk about, that kind. And my mother had come to visit, and we had one of those old furnaces that you have to fill it up with water, you know, the steam heat. And I'd gone downstairs, I had to fill it up again, so I turned it on and filled it up. Then we went off shopping. Came home, and there was water spraying out of every furnace, every register, all over the house. The piano was drenched. The furniture was drenched. It was a flood zone. And now I was new to the course, and I knew what I was doing, so I said, oh, it's all right. God will take care of us. And I walked down, and I turned the water off. I had forgot to turn it off. And I called for a furnace man, and I was sure God will take care of us. Furnace man got there, and he said, oh, my mother was marveling at my composure, how I could be at peace in such a situation. Oh, no, I choose peace, I said. Man got there, and he said, well, he said, of course, you'll have to lie about it to the insurance company. I said, what? Lie? He said, well, yeah, this won't be covered. You know, your furniture and all that will be covered, but the furnace won't. And it's going to have to be replaced. And it was like $4,000. And back in the 60s, you're talking $1 million to me. And I went into full panic mode. And that's when I realized I was not trusting God. I had faith in the insurance company. So I talked to the insurance man who said, yeah, the furnace probably wouldn't be covered. And he would check that out. And I was new to the course, and so I'm going, okay, now, let's see, what is it I've got to do? Oh, yes, yes.
Choose peace, and the path will reveal itself.
So there's a line in the Course in Miracles that says, I want the peace of God. To say these words is nothing, but to mean these words is everything. No one can mean these words and not be healed. Boy, I was counting on it. So I just started chanting, I want the peace of God, I want the peace of God. Oh, I want the peace of God, my heart is going. And I want the peace of God. Now I had to go to work. And I'm going, oh my God, how am I going to keep my kids warm? I mean, Christmas is coming, it's winter. What am I going to do? And I went to work at this Lutheran Family Services. And between clients, I'd think about it, my heart would go, and I'd say, I want to be Scott, I want to be Scott, I want to be Scott, I want to be Scott. I just kept choosing. I wasn't getting anywhere. And the insurance man was calling at 5 o'clock that afternoon to give me the results. And when the phone rang and him calling, I said, please, God, please, I don't want him to have the answer. I don't have peace yet. Because the Course had talked about if we have peace, it changes what's outside of you. I didn't understand how that worked, but I knew that Something good would happen if I could get peace. And I said, oh God, please don't have him have the answer, because I don't have peace yet. And he didn't have the answer. Thank you. So I had all night to work on it. So all night long,
choose to be peace, and the path will reveal itself.
So the next morning, I was at peace. And I had realized by now, I had been chanting, God is my source, my only source. By then, I had realized I'd been counting on the wrong source, and that God knew that we needed a heat furnace. God knew my children needed to be warmed. I didn't have to tell God that, and God would take care of it. If it wasn't through the insurance company, it would be from some other way. But we would have a furnace. So he called up and he said, nope, they're not going to cover it. I said, okay, that's fine. Didn't even skip a beat. And then it occurred to me, I said, but I'm curious. Why is it that it doesn't pay for it? And he said, well, because, it wasn't an accident. And I said, wait a minute, let me get this straight. You mean, if I had run into it with a car, it would be covered? And he said, oh, yeah. I said, well, I ran into it with my hand. It was an accident. He said, I'll get back with you. And it got covered. Now that would never have occurred to me if I hadn't been at peace. It didn't occur to me till that moment. Choosing peace is very, very powerful. Now, what are we at? Yeah. So I know that today we're really being tested on that. I mean, we got a lot going on, guys. And choosing peace is really important. The Indians at Standing Rock are standing for what they believe in. Like Gandhi, they are demonstrating with peace. We are living in perilous times, and they are demonstrating how we can move forward with peace. Now, there's a lot of questions that come up in my mind. What do we do with all the new people being put into power?
Choose peace, and the matter will reveal itself.
What will we do? What will we do about all the racism? Oh my God, what are we going to do about that?
Choose peace, and the path will reveal itself.
We've had some wonderful examples of that. I just read one today, Carolyn sent me, of a young Muslim man who he solved it by
choose peace, and the path will reveal itself.
He wrote a sign that said, hey, I'm scared. You know, I'm a Muslim living in this world, and I need you to trust me. I can you touch me? Can you connect with me? I'm safe. He said a lot more than that, but I don't remember all the words. And he had this big sign, and he blindfolded himself and stood on the corner. People stared for a while. Bit by bit, they became come up, touched him, and hugged him. Chose peace. I'm sure you've all heard a lot of other stories too. I've been hearing some marvelous ones about a black man that reached out to a KKK leader, got to know him, got to throw away his KKK stuff, and a lot of other people joined too. We can solve this. Reflections. We need Jesus to have it, yeah.
On Facebook, this is all flying around on Facebook, and Karen Simpson, who is an IUT teacher involved with the healer. She said that one thing, she's going to be marching on Washington, what is it, the 21st? And, but she said to choose, she didn't say to choose peace, but this is what she intends. She's going off Facebook and all media and everything from I guess from this last Monday to the march to find peace, to get clear, to let go of all the opposite of peace.
That's judgments.
Judgments and all the, you know, all the mud throwing on all sides. So she could, once she marches, she can be at peace. And that's what we need. I truly believe we need to be, I call it containers of peace. Mm-hmm. We need to find that space where we're, no matter what we say, what we're doing, we're in a state when we're confronting, if we need to confront, we're a container of peace, we're in a state of peace. And what happens for me when I started doing that in my own life, what happens for me is that I shift from being us versus them to we. So that other person that's crazy, what I consider crazy or doing horribly, they become part of me, we, and then they are no longer the enemy. And I've seen before my eyes people change when that happens. But the funny—it's a funny little thing. They don't change unless I really feel it and mean it. I can't be trying to be at peace because I want them to change. I have to really change. It's a subtle, tricky little thing. But if I really want it, and if I really do it, then... But then at that point, it doesn't matter. I'm okay. They can be an able. They can be whatever because I'm at peace. And then there's nothing... Because it takes two to create that dance. And if you truly get off the dance, and the more extreme, the more difficult it might be, they can't play anymore. And that's what I found recently with some of my challenges with personalities.
Anybody else? Yes. Barbara.
Stand up because my voice. So I live in Bay Area, so it's very blue. Non pure Pennsylvania, which I assume that was somewhat blue around me, but you can't make any assumptions. And especially where you will live, it's a blue line.
Yes.
So on the email list is an exchange between my very next door neighbor, and another neighbor, most of which was civil, but one was insulting and a little. So first of all, I had to get used to the fact that, you know, right next door. But I was listening, and the guy voted for Obama twice, and he gave reasons, and he, you know, I didn't agree with his conclusion, but you know, I was learning. So I wrote privately to not cause more conflict on the list. To first the one who was being insulting, and I said, you know, I don't like the tone of what you're saying, but secretly I'm applauding what you're saying. And then I wrote privately to the Trump voter. And said, you know, I'm surprised, and I didn't, anyway, so I'm surprised, and I'm going through the group, but I'm learning from what you're saying, and I love you since you, so hopefully that will choose.
Thank you, yeah. Yeah, it's a delicate situation, isn't it? A lot of people aren't who we thought they were, but what are we judging them for that? I mean, look at the judgments we put on. The moment we find out they have a different point of view, we find out it's like, oh my God, they're them?
Us versus them.
Yeah. It's like, what happened? What happened to the neighbor you loved? What happened to the family member you loved? And all of a sudden, you know? I have a saying for myself, and that is, how can I be with them? The word with is very valid. How can I be with this in love? How can I be with them in love?
I got one. Me and my brother always have like different conflicts. So one time, this, I'll just for this, knowing what it was, what is. So what I did was just went to the situation and said, okay, I just have to be with my brother. And everything, when I was sitting there, we just talked about everything. And at that moment, I knew that I changed and he changed at the same time. Because I saw what I was in conflict with, and I can't be at times. So I chose not to be in that conflict. So I chose love instead of that. So that's just an experience I had.
Good for you, Lynn.
Experienced.
Good for you. Yeah.
Within what I'm seeing and part of what I heard you say is within loving being accepting of others, there is a challenge to be loving of yourself. It's important to have boundaries. So you can be loving of somebody else and accepting and have an ability to say no. Respecting yourself, what you want to do and not want to do. I'm just playing with that a bit. Being loving and accepting doesn't mean being a doormat. It means being solid inside and using your God power.
You know, Norm, what's interesting is that being in the maximum security prison, there was a need for boundaries. But you know, I never had to state them. When I first walked into that room with 20 of these people, and I'm alone there with them, I felt the energy felt like stepping into a slime pit. But I turned on the light. And as my light began to shine, and I started clearing up that energy, I started feeling better and better. And I established a respectful relationship. There's something about it that, you know, it starts here. If we turn on our light, we're okay. I remember one day being caught in Philadelphia, driven down the wrong street, and all of a sudden where all the windows are boarded up and there's no cars at all. And there was these crowds meandering all over the place. And I said, oh. Now, the first thing I did was to say, is my light on? And I begin to radiate and feel, I said, yeah, my light's on. I'm okay. I'm safe. I'm safe because my light's on. By the way, that's where it really pays to be in the habit of meditating, turning on that light, and feeling that heart radiate. Because when you're in the habit of it, you turn it on like that. It's a switch. You turn it on. So I turned it on, rolled down the window, and said, hey, can you guys help me? I said to a roving gang of black people. This big guy came running over, there, you know? And then this girl shoved him out of the way. She said, you get out of there. She said, honey, what are you doing here? That's where I was lost. I needed help. And she told me what to do. I said, thank you very much. I started to go, and all of a sudden, I hear sirens. The police. Are you okay? Did they hurt you? No, I'm fine. We'll guide you out of here. So I got an escort out. You know, when you turn on your light, see, look, all of our hearts connect to the same source. It's like all the rivers of the whole world, they flow to the same ocean. We call it by different names, but it's the same ocean. You know, we have God by many names, but it's the same God by definition. All right? When we go into our hearts, we are connected not only to the source, but to each other. And nothing can hurt us. Yes, sir.
One thing I have found with myself and working with other people is that sometimes people have wounds, mm-hmm. and so something that's triggered in a mm-hmm. person, and I found that with me, and also I don't do counseling myself, mm-hmm. others. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, sometimes I think I totally get what you're saying. I also think sometimes we all need to go through the process of really embracing and being with whatever the feeling is coming up. Sometimes it's hard for some people to get to that right away.
No, we don't get it takes commitment. This is really important.
Yeah.
And as we end tonight, I want to sing Let There Be Peace on Earth, and the candles would light them. And I'd like each of you, as you're lighting your candle, to make a commitment to choosing peace on a regular basis. Get this light strong so that you can count on it in emergencies, in every situation.
It's also like exercising the muscle.
Right? It is.
Yes, that's really well put. It's a muscle exercise.
It is. Yes.
This happened to me when I was doing Course in Miracles with you, Kaylee, and I pulled into the Chamonix Mall, went into Strawbridge, came out, opened my trunk, and it was a September day, a warm September day. I put my package in the trunk. I got in my car. I didn't have air conditioning, so I was leaning over to roll down the air conditioner, to roll down the window. A man opened my car door, and he jumped on me. And I screamed like I had never screamed in my whole life. And he held something metal against my throat. He says, "Go on, lady, keep on screaming. I'll give you something to scream about." And I thought, okay, rape is an act of violence. Okay. Deep breath, relax, and you're going to think your way out of this. So that's what I did. I took a deep breath, and out of my mouth came, "Dear God, I don't believe this is happening to me." And he said, "Lady, I'm high on shit. Give me 5 minutes." And he got off of me, and he went, and I went, and I rolled up the windows, locked the door. I gave him 5 minutes, and then I went into Strawbridge.
Wow.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad you
were all
right.
So let's
see. Choose peace, and a path will reveal itself.
Yeah, I was shocked when he jumped on me. I was shocked when he jumped off of me.
You were choosing peace, yeah.
Oh,
well, Kaylee, thank you for today. Some of the ways that it works. Your insurance agency is lied to every month, if not every day.
Mm-hmm.
And having a client that was being straight with him, and telling the truth, I say was inspiring him. Mm-hmm. That you were the exception. Mm-hmm. And that inspired him to be on your side in the equation and say, "I so much appreciate and honor this woman. I'm going to do everything I can for her to come out whole in this situation." So that's one of the ways that peace works.
Thank you. Yeah, that's true. Establishing trust.
Yeah, one of the quotes you made from the Course in Miracles, "All else will be taken care of." I need, for my own presence, to add a couple of words to expand that to make it work for me. I answer, "All else that matters will be taken care of." Because it gives us room to let go of the material aspects of what's going on and know that in the big picture,
right. We
all are eternal. We all are an extension of Creator and love. And somewhere out there, we will maintain and find the reconnection.
We will. Yeah. We will. And I know, prayer that we do sometimes, the effective prayer, mm-hmm. And in that you say, "Radiate, peace from my light center to everyone." And I used to think, "Everyone? I can't think everyone." But I remember one day when I was doing it, all of a sudden, it was everyone. And I had this holy instant. And I saw peace on earth. And I saw that I wasn't seeing it alone. and I saw lights all over the world, and we were finding peace together. So I know it will happen. Yes?
I have found, as you said, it's easy to love. It's very hard to find peace within yourself. And that's been my journey was first to be love. And then I realized, no, because there's so many definitions, it really starts with peace. And to me, when I got there, when I was looking there, I found it's one of the hardest things to do, because it is totally with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to become present.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the hardest part. When you have to let go of your desired outcome.
Yes, absolutely.
And when you let go, and when you really try to let go of your outcome, you have to face your deepest fears, because it's in your fears that you desire an outcome.
Right. That's why I said letting go of all your preconceived ideas to come into the present moment so some other outcome can appear. Right.
And it's facing your fear, and in every story here and in every mind, it's facing that fear, and it's when you let go of that fear that anything can happen and peace comes in. But again, it's something every time you have a relationship, there is, whether it's with yourself or with somebody else, it's always a new moment. So finding peace is not like, oh, I found it and I'm done.
Yeah.
Every breath
is
an exercise in finding peace.
It is. I've had clients before come and tell me, "Well, Kaylee, I found peace. What happened that I don't have it now?" The Course in Miracles says we choose and 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 we choose again until finally there's no more choosing. By the way, I want to introduce this lady. Lois Harrison, stand up a minute. This lady is the most powerful gong master. I don't know how many of you have ever seen gongs. She has a bunch of them. And when she plays them, she dances with them, she talks to them. And I've been to her gong concert, and I'm telling you, every cell in my body experienced it. I've been seeing one other gong master, and he didn't hold a shadow to her. She's really powerful, and she's coming here on February the 5th. She's going to be at our service, and in the afternoon, she's going to give a gong concert, guys. So put that on your calendar for February 5th.
She doesn't play the gongs play her.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the only way I can describe it. They play everyone.
Lois Harrison.
Yes. Really powerful lady. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So she also does deep body work, which she did yesterday on both of us.
See
if we're all right. Did we survive?
It's really deep.
Okay, guys. So how about we stand up and light our candles and... Hey, my peace family person, Mark, do you want to come up and take a candle and start
down? Anybody need a candle?
Anybody need a candle?
Yes.
Raise your hand
if you need one. Yeah, right up. This song is so powerful to me. Yes, you light your candle. Please, wait a minute. As you light your candle, please commit to choosing peace. Thank you. And to choose it as a habit. Be assertive with your peace. Be strong with your peace. Use it as the most powerful force in the universe.
Oh, I think safety first. Safety first, safety right next to back.
I'll just go around first.
The Rummage Sale will be open until 1:30. Again, all proceeds benefit Pebble Hill and Gretchen Elizabeth. All that is not taken will be donated to a homeless shelter in Philadelphia.
This is the basket.
Oh,
we didn't do it. Thank you.
Oh my
gratitude.
Wait, guys.
Yeah, we passed it. You just.
Do that.